Viter and Shas and Dav Chaf Alf, pick it up on Chaf of Beis by the bottom of the page, the second to last line in the middle, Itmar, Zakta Gemara, BS Kohen Gadol Balmana. We know a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana, but let's say he does. And it's talking about Yevimto. In other words, his brother is married to someone and his brother dies. And now he falls there. What's the deal if he actually goes through with it? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Chadamar, Eino, Poter, Sarasa. He's not Poter. We know that, you know, that Tzara would usually get off the hook when one is taken. He says, no, it doesn't work like that because he's not allowed to do it. It does work. Rashi says, it actually works through. The way to get out is with the get, and everything's off, and we're good. Beep, turn the page, Chaf Aleph. Now let's qualify this. When it comes to Almana from the Suin, where now this woman is no longer a Besula, she's a Be'ula, and she's an Almana, then Kuli amalo pligi, everybody agrees what the lopatz is not going to pater it, sir. Why? De ina say docha losa se vase. You can't have the assay of even being docha the losa se and the losa se and the assay not being married to an almana or to a besu, to a beula. Ki pligi, so where is the argument? Ba almana mina erison. Only if it's an almana from erison, there was erison done, but it wasn't any suin done, so there was no, she's still a besula. Man da amar poteris asi assay vidachis losa se. The one says pater, says the assay comes in his docha the losa se. Man da amar ainu poteris lo asiyase v'dachias lo sase. We say the lo asiyase v'dachias lo sase. Why? How come? Kivan de efshar b'chalitza, because there's another way out, and that's by doing chalitza. Now, Frank the Gemara, is that really true? Mesve, we're going to see straight up that actually does work in knocking off that shita that says that it doesn't work. V'im balu kanu. The cases we saw yesterday's brisa that if they do be'ilo and they weren't supposed to do it, but it still works, it's kanu, so therefore it must be that the person says not pater is not really true. Tiyufta knocks it off. Le'im etavet tiyufta nami derish lakish. It knock off the whole concept of rish lakish. I'm going to write that since there's another way out, that's then therefore you don't, it doesn't come to knock it off. When is it true that I said that an assay does not docha a losa say if there's another option to be done? That's echid demikami mitzvah. That's if the other thing is actually a mitzvah. Al hacha, don't bring me right from, because chalitza makam yibam lav mitzvah. The ideal thing to do when you could do chitza or libam is to do yibam. So to do chalitza, that's not the level where it's called that it's a mitzvah to be done. Amar rawa wa wa wa. So it's a shas chin, it's Rav Huna, but okay. Amar Rava, remez l'shias ben haTorah b'nai. We don't even remez, a hint, an allusion to the concept there, shnias ben haTorah. We spoke about this yesterday a little bit. We started talking about it, but now we're going to what they are, actually. So what shnios, we'll see what they are, but let's talk about a remez. Where do we find this? Such a derabbanan take a thing, extended arayas. That means the arayas are five, but midrabbanan are a problem. Where do we find a remez? This shenemar, as the pasuk says, kia, we're going to see a bunch of different answers. Number one is, kia, kol toivos ha'el, asu anshei ha'aretz. The pasuk found in Vayikra, at the very end of all the arayas, says, all these toivos ha'el, meaning as not in God, but ha'el, like in ha'elu, all these toivos, asu anshei ha'aretz, the people did. Ha'el kashos. When it says ha'el, it's kashos. It's a lashon katzer like ha'el instead of ha'elo, so it's intense. Michlal, the ika derakos, that michlal, that there are things that are rakos, rashes v'kalos mehen v'asiros, things that are less intense. Amayni, what are those? Shinio, so we find the remes. How do you know that the word el is kasha, is intense? Tachsev, ves ele ha'aretz lakach. And ele means like the strong ones, the mighty ones in the land, he took. Right? And this is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. The point nonetheless is that we find the word ele, we know ele is strong, and el is a form of ele. Period. Okay, now says the Gemara, Lema Pligid Rabbi Levi. Let's say the Rava's statement over here that he says Ha'el is arguing on Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi. The Amar Rabbi Levi Levi said, Kashe onshin shel midos yotzer onshin shel rayos. The midos, the punishment of midos, meaning measurements, when you're measuring things to go sell your weights and your scales. The person goes as weights and scales, they're measuring their fruits and their vegetables and their meats and whatever, and they're selling it incorrectly, so they're stealing from people. So kasha onshin, the punishment for midos is yotzer onshin shel arayos, that of arayos. Shezen nemar bahen el, because by arayos says el. Vezen nemar bahen ela, and by arayos, by midos it says elas. So what do you see? Ela is more intense, says the Gemara. So what's the problem? You're saying that el isn't intense because el is intense? Answer that is no problem. El, kasha, and ve'ele is kasha me'el. It's stronger, it's more strong. Don't say the other one isn't, though. Says the Gemara, but hold on a second. Gabe'er es namik siv'ele. By Arias, it also says the word ele. So why are you saying that the punishment for midos is more if we have the word eila also comes with virayas? Says Gemara, no. Ahula mute midos mekares. That eila has come to show that the midos are putter from kares, but by arayos you're chayv in kares. Says Gemara, ela, if that's the case, then my chumrayu. That means you just made that arayos a more chumr than midos. Says, no. I'll tell you what's more intense. Hani yevshav tshuva. When it comes to the idea of arayos, at least there's tshuva that can happen, assuming that there was no mamzer that came out. Hani lo yevshav tshuva. When it comes to here, you can't do tshuva. Says Rashi, why? Because kol zman shelo holin mamzer yifroshimena, just separate from the woman, be scared, feel bad. And you're going to do charata and do tshuva. Aval midos gezel is a rabbim. Midos, when you come and you stole from a lot of people, it's because of the rabbin who. And then you did me yachsi, you don't know who to return it to. The Afag of the Kaiman Linnan, we hold another Masechtas, we learned it out, that Yitzkan Behem, Yitzkan Behem, Tzarchi Rabim, Lav Tshuva Ma'al Yisi, who? Yes, do Tzarchi Rabim, set up public things that people can get enough from in order to get Tshuva for that. But at the end of the day, that's not the ideal type of thing. So it's more intense than Midos in that aspect. Rav Huda Amar Mehacha, he learned it from another place, this concept of Shtil Saras, the allusion to it. He says, the Pasuk says, V'izim v'chikar tikin mishalim harbe. Shlomo Melech and Koelis, he says that what? Rashi spells that, he set up handles and attempted to go ahead and make many different mishalim. V'amar Ula Amar Rebbe Lazar, called them Shabbat Shlomo ha'isa Torah doma l'kfifa she'in la oznaim. Before Shlomo came, the Torah was like a kfifa, which is like a box, the type of basket, a box that didn't have any handles. Ad Shabbat Shlomo v'asal, he made handles, v'asal oznaim, and he made oznaim handles to it so that you could hold on to it that it doesn't fall, and that's an allusion to things that are added on to make sure that the Torah doesn't fall. Rashi says that his name shall kupa lechos behena kupa mishtamer shalot tipol hachanami they shnios marchikin min arayas. The person stays away from arayas when they set that up. Rabbi Oshai Omer Yachil is another place. Pira eyu al ta'avor bo setei me'olah va'avor. Pasuk says expand it. Pasuk in Mishle, expand it. Do not transgress it. Veer away from it and pass it on. Right? Pira eyu. Rashi says. Higdileu, it switches to leiser, grow the iser, a host of elements add to it. Kedishlo tavrabo, so you don't come to default to it. Kamo gidel pera, like growing the lubinish checks again, growing the hair. Amar Vashi, Mashal Rabbi Oshaya, he brings a mashal. He says the Ma'at Avodah wants to compare to the Mishamer Paradis, someone who's guarding an orchard. Mishamer Mibachotz Kol Mishamer. If you stay from the outside the orchard, everything gets protected. Mishamer Mifnei, you protect on the inside. Shelafan Mishamer, that which is right in front of you is guarded, but Shelachar Avinu Mishamer, that which is going behind you isn't guarded. Says the Gemara, Vahod the Rav Ravashi Bedusei. This mashal you just brought, nothing doing. Hasam, in the case of the analogy brought with the guarders on the inside, shalafal of mishtamer, the stuff that's in front of him is the least being guarded. But hacha ilav shnios, if you don't have shnios, and paga be'erva gufa, you're going to come to be involved with the erva themselves, chalila. And that's a bit of a problem. And one last makor, of kahana amar mehacha, learned it from here, ushmartem es mishmarti. This again is at the very end of a rise. It says, you shall guard my gardings. Also, Mishmer says, make a guard for my gardings, right? To go ahead and make sure that I'm not going to fall to something, right? So, Amar Le Abayi Rav Yosef, Hodoraisi. So, what are you talking about? That's a Doraisa. The Torah is saying it's straight out. So, what are you saying? This is like a remes. It says, no, Doraisa Upeshu Rabbanon. In the Chanam, it's Doraisa, but the rabbis are coming to explain what it means. That's talking about Shnios. This is a Gemara, huh? Kol Torah Nami Perishu Merabbanan. The entire Torah of the Rabbanan came along and they explained. And it's called, and we don't call it a remez. Ella Midorabbanan. Really, it's a Dorabbanan ticket thing. Cross, smach abiyam, it's just a smach. Okay, next. Now we get into the Shnios, what they are. Torah Rabbanan, Mayim Shnios, what exactly are the Shnios? Here we go, we have a whole list. Number one, Aim Emo, Ve'aim Aviv, that is your mother's mother. You're not allowed to be with your mother. You're not allowed to have a relationship with your mother. But Midoraisa, your mother's mother, you are allowed to have a relationship with. Midorabbanan, you're not. Aim Aviv, same thing, your father's mother. Ve'eshes Avi Aviv, you're the wife of the father's father. If your grandfather's wife, you're not allowed to be with. Rashi points out that Mishum Eishes Aviv Aksuva, it's written explicitly, you can't be with your father's wife, so you can't be with your grandfather's wife, so you don't come to make a mistake. That's Eishes Avi Aviv, Ve'eishes Avi Imo, the same idea. The wife of the father's, of the wife and the wife of the mother's father. Ve'eshes, I should have told you, get your pens out. Ve'eshes achi ha'av mina'im, and the wife of the father's brother from the mother. Because you know the father's brother from the father, that's a problem. Rashi says to Minatora, ervas achi avicha ksiv, ve'armina l'kaman ba'abol yivimto de achi aviv, Minaav kumishtoy. That's what it's talking about from the father. Aval imhaya achiv shel aviv minaim shariyav. Because Rabbanan Allah, it's a gzeira mishum eisha sachi aviv minaav. My father's brother from the father. In other words, my father's paternal brother, I'm not allowed to be with his wife. But my father's maternal brother, I am allowed to be with his wife. I'm allowed to be with the rice. I'm allowed to be with the rabbanan. Ve'eshes achiyah minaim. The wife of one's mother's paternal brother. Now, we know that Midoraisa Rashi points out that that's actually not a problem, that the wife of one's mother's brother, so think about this, your uncle, your mother's brother, no matter who his wife is, whether it's the paternal brother, the maternal brother, Midoraisa, it's fine, but the Midorabanan, the Aser, the wife of the mother's paternal brother, because it's close to the case of the Darabanan Isser of the wife of one's father's maternal brother, right? And so therefore we did it also here as well. Vikalas bino, Vikalas bito, his son's daughter-in-law and his daughter's daughter-in-law. Rashi says the problem with the son's daughter-in-law is, in other words, my son has a son, and then he's married. That's Gazer Mishum Kalaso. That's Gazer because of my own daughter-in-law. Vikalas Bito and his daughter's daughter-in-law, Rashi says, is going to be explained the first time. Come on, Gazer Mishum Kalas Bino. It's actually because of Kalas Bino, which is because of his own Kala. Okay. Now we have some mutter stuff. Umutter adam be'eshes chamiv. A person is allowed to be with his father-in-law's wife. But we're talking about his father-in-law's new life, not his mother-in-law. That is not allowed to be. It's his wife's mother, that's not okay. But if it's his wife's stepmother, after they got divorced, and the husband died, his father-in-law died, that's okay. Ube Eishes Chargo. Chargo is his stepson. So we're talking about his wife's son's wife. The Eishes Chargo. Chargo is the stepson, his wife's son. Therefore, now we're talking about the wife of that boy. So you're married to a woman who has you're married to a woman who has a child already, nothing to do with you, and that child marries someone else, if the boy ends up dying, then he's allowed to be with that woman. Va'aser bebas chorgo, but it's going to be aser to be with the daughter of his wife's son. So that would mean if I marry a woman who has a son, and then that son has a daughter, maybe I could take that son's wife, but that son's daughter, I'm not allowed to take. And Rashi says, why exactly is this included in this shneil shtekel? Come on, parach, odoraisi. That's like right back to the beginning of the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Doraisi es bas bina, which is the daughter of her son. But my tani lo bahadi shnayas, why shneos? Why did you put in the shneos? V'chargo mutter beishto ubito. If I marry a woman named Shaniqua and she has a son, that son is allowed to marry my ex-wife from another woman, and he's allowed to marry my daughter from another marriage. Ve'eshes chargo omerislo, and if Shaniqua's son, who's my stepson, has a woman he's married to, and then they get divorced, that woman can say to me the following, ani muteris lecha, I'm mutter to you, ubiti asur lecha, but my daughter is asur to you, which we seemingly already said. The Gemara will go into what exactly is being taught over here. Now jumps in the Gemara, like we said was going to, bas chargo daraisi, the idea of one's son-in-law, stepson's daughter, in other words, a.k.a. his new wife's granddaughter, is a daraisi. What are you saying? This is one of the cases of shnios. So the pasuk says, is bas bina, the daughter of her son, vs bas bita, the daughter of her daughter, you're not allowed to have a relationship with. So what do you mean it's shnios? It's a gemara in a chinami. Mishum tekaboy lemisnei seifa. Since we wanted to talk about the case in the seifa of Eishes Chargo, Omerislo, the wife of the stepson says to him, ani muteris lecha ubiti asur lecha, v'yaf agav de biti asur lecha midoraisa. And even though she's also to midoraisa, b'didi lo gozer be'rabanan, the rabbanan weren't gozer with me, therefore, Tana Reisha Nami, it says the Lashon in the Reisha also, Bas Chargo. That was like what she was saying to him. Even though the daughter is Doraisa, I'm not even Asur Midrabanan. In fact, the Gemara Yachi, if that's really the case, if that's what they were trying to show, like, look, the Rabbanan aren't going and being gozer in certain circumstances, so then Eishes Chamiv Nami Tema. Why not speak about the case also of the father-in-law's wife? Let that woman say to the son-in-law, Ani muteris lecha, I'm muter to you, even midrabanan, ubiti asur lecha, but my daughter, even though my daughter is going to be asur to you, dahavya achos ishto, because she is the sister of the wife. We're talking about a case where you have a man marries a woman, they have a child, a girl, and then we need names over here. Avram is married to Sarah. They have a daughter named Rivka. Then what ends up happening is Moshe marries Rivka. Then Sarah ends up dying. So Avram marries someone else named Patricia. Now Avram and Patricia have a daughter. That means that Rivka is now the share of father with Patricia, that's her sister. So even though Moshe's allowed to be with the new wife, Patricia, assuming that they get divorced, the tata, the father-in-law Avram, is not allowed to be with her daughter because it's achos ishto from the father. So there's no derabbanan over there, even though the daughter is going to be d'oraisa, so we're not worried about it. Well, look over there. Why don't we bring that case also? Says Gemara, aha, psikalei. The case of Bas Chorgo, Rashi says, is li'olam asurilo. It's always going to be asur to him. Because that's a case of Bas Binar, Bas Bito. Right? If my wife's grandchild, I'm not to be with my wife's granddaughter, either from her son or from her daughter. That's straight up. But ha, lo psikalei. But in the case of the daughter of one's father-in-law's wife, which is an iser of achos isha, Rashi says, holu l'achar misas ishto muteris lo psikalei. Because of the fact that there is a time when it's going to be mutter, therefore it's not possible, because if the person's wife dies, he cannot be with his wife's sister, and therefore it wouldn't be that, oh, look at me. There's no derabbanan with me, even though you can't be with my daughter, because there could be a time you can be with the daughter. The other one, it can't be, and even so, it can't ever be, and even so, there's no derabbanan over there. Now, we saw this something called shnios. The question is it just those, or does it go even beyond those? Meaning, as we're going to see right now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, arba nashim yeshlem hefsik. There are four women that are part of the shnios that there's a hefsik, there's a cutoff. And then after, beyond that, it's going to be mutter. Some of them are going to be usher, some of them are going to be mutter. And Rashi gives an example of what this means. Take a look, Rashi. Dala nashim shtios yeshlem hefsik. Shalamalamem ulamatamem mutter. Avala acheros, but there are others. Kigon, ein imo. We know that it's usher to be with your mother's mother, midrabanan. Ein lam hefsik. Shalamalamemenu adsuf kaladoris avianamishni. Even above them is going to be also shtios, right? Vachain eishes avi. Aviv, the wife of your father's father, ve'im avi aviv, and the mother of your father's father, lamala mehem ad le'olam aser, kigon, eishes avi aviv, ve'im avi aviv, right, even if you keep going up, so let's just, I'll use this as an example, you're not allowed to be with your mother's mother, midarbanan, and you can't be with your mother's mother's mother's, it just continues going up. So there are four of them that there's going to be a hefsik that it stops at them and doesn't go on. Nukit Rav Bidei Tlas. Rav held in his hand three out of the four of them that there was a stopping point. Rashi points out that what that means is that Nukit Rav Tlas, Lefushe Tlas Menachar, but he's going to explain three out of four of them. Aval Rabbi is the fourth one, Lovia, they didn't know what Mahi, he didn't know what it was. Aval Gemara, Havagamir, the Arbanin, who you learned by tradition that there were four of them. Eishes achi ha'em min ha'av, the wife of the mother's paternal brother, that is considered an erva. But the wife of the mother's mother's paternal brother is going to be mutter, says Rashi. Hila vadash, nia, aval eishes achi ha'em imo, muteris. Next, ve'eishes achi ha'av min ha'em, the wife of the father's maternal brother, that's shnios. But as Rashi points out, that alone, v'eishes achia av min ha'em levada shnia, aval eishes achia vi aviv min ha'em muteris. If it would be the wife of the brother of the father's fathers from the mother, that would be mutter. Rashi points out that v'taima mishum delo shaychibu erva daraisa. There's not shaych to have an erva daraisa. Aval aim emo, but the mother's mother, the shaychibu darasea erva daraisa, which is shaych in their dar to have an erva daraisa. For example, emo's mother. The Ashes Avi Aviv and the wife of his father's father, Yesh Bedarasea, Ashes Av, the father's wife, Doraisa, Veim Aviv and the mother, Veim Aviv, the mother of his father, Nami, Afa Gavdel Shaykh Bedora Erva, Doraisa, Ein La Hefsek, there's no Hefsek, Vasura Afim Avi Aviv de Michlufa Beim, Aim Emo. So far we said two of the cases. Eish Zachia Eim Min Av, the wife of the mother's paternal brother. Eish Zachia Av Min Eim, the wife of the father's maternal brother. Vikalaso, one's daughter-in-law. Rashi says, Yesh La Hefsek. Rashi says, Ula Kaman Parach, Heichi Choshev Kalaso Bahadishnios. How are you calling that a shnios? Hadaraisi, it's a daraisi. Can't be with one's daughter-in-law. Mataritz. Ema kales bito. Say it as your daughter's daughter-in-law. The chashvina-in-law leel b'shnios. V'k'amur rav the yesh lahefsik. There's hefsik by her. Ho v'lo shaychaba iser kala d'oraisa. Hilkach kales bas bito. The kala, the daughter-in-law of your daughter's daughter. Shire, that's mutter. Aval kales b'no, but the kala of your son ain't lahefsik. There's no hefsik. Vekalas ben bino nami asira. It's also going to be also there. Hol v'shaychi b'doros halalu iser kala d'oraisa. Since the tata is midoraisa, not let him marry his own daughter-in-law, right? Your son's wife. And so for the rabbanim didn't stop and didn't make any limitations on that iser. And it's also to marry the son's daughter-in-law and going on and on. But on the daughter's side, that's not the case. Why there's a hefsek? Because there's no iser d'oraisa by a daughter-in-law, by a daughter. Because the daughter's spouse isn't a daughter-in-law. Uzeiri Mosif. Okay, so those are the three that Rav held in his hand. Uzeiri Mosif Af Eishes Avi Imo. Uzeiri added on the Shnia of one's mother's father's wife. That's number four, where it stops at that level. Rashi says, Yeshla Hefsek, my mother's father's wife. I'm not a bein midrabanan, but obviously we're talking about over here that it's the new wife, yesh la hefsek, v'sharinan eishes avi imo. If we went one level up, hovelo sheikh b'doros halalu eishes bas d'oraisa. You don't come to a case of eishes bas d'oraisa, you don't have to go to d'rabbanan. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, v'simaneichen, how are you going to remember this to know which one Ziri added over here to what Rav had said? The Eloi Rav. He goes one generation above what Rav had said. Rav said, Eishes Achi Ha'im, that's the mother's brother's wife. And Zeiri said, the mother's father's wife. So it's not the mother's level, where it's a mother-brother, they share the same dar, but it's a mother's father, it's going one level above. And therefore we say, the Eloi Rav. It goes one up from Rav. V'Rav, my taima lo chashev lei. Why didn't Rav bring in the case that Zeiri said, and that is a mother's father's wife? Why didn't he say that is a case where it's pasuk where it stops? V'Rav, my taima lo chashev lei. What's the pshat? Michlefa lei be'eshes avi aviv, because it can be confused and switched with one's father's father's wife. Rashi explains that Rav said that if we're going to go and go like Zeiri said, of one's mother's father's wife, and we're going to say that it's going to stop, there's a hefsek there, and it doesn't go beyond that, then someone might come to make a mistake, something very simpler, and that's not a mother's father's wife, but a father's father's wife. And you're going to think it stops there, but we know that's not true, because the father's wife is a daraisa. So therefore, it continues on through the generations going up. Uziri, he wasn't worried about that. You know why? Because Uziri lahasam shkirich va'azel. He says, no, make people go, they visit the father's family more often. Lahachalo shkirich va'azel, but they don't go generally to visit the mother's family. So therefore, he's more aware of the Yisurim that come to the father's side than that on his mother's side. So he's not worried to come to make a mistake. I think the father's It's father's wife is going to be mutter also. He's not worried about that. Now, I don't know about you, but I grew up going to my mother's family or my father's family. But anyway, just pointing that out. Now we go back a little bit. We said kala, so we said kala, so is one of the cases. He can't be with his kala. Rashi says, "Vehechi chashiv la rav b'hadishnius." How can we put it hadishnius? The chizur pasuk says, "Ervas kala." It's because lo segala. This is Gemara. Ema kalas beno. Right. This is like we already learned in Rashi pointed out. It's talking about his son's daughter-in-law. That's a shnia. Says Gemara, what? Vekalas beno yeshla hefsek. You're saying I'm allowed to be with my son's daughter-in-law. I'm not allowed to be with my son's daughter-in-law, but I can be with my son's daughter-in-law. There's a hefsek there. Vatayim elantan abaisa. Kalasu erva. My daughter-in-law is an erva. Midoraisa. Kalas benoshnia. Vichena taomer bivno uben beno. And it continues on. Grandson's daughter-in-law. The great-grandson's daughter-in-law. Atzo koladoros. There's no hefsek. So this is pretty straight up that there's no hefsek. It doesn't stop. So you can't tell me that that's what's going on over here, that that's what Rav meant when he said that this is a shnia, that there is a hefsek. Ella ema kalas bito. We're talking about his daughter and his daughter's daughter-in-law. Rashi said we already dealt with this circumstance, right? Ella ema kalas bito, which we says that the derabbanan of shnios doesn't go past the daughter's daughter-in-law. Why? Because there's no deoraisa daughter-in-law iser where there's a daughter's spouse. We saw earlier, because that'd be a man. Ela ema kalas beno, damer of chista, ha milsa migavra rabba shmili. I heard something from a great, great person. Umanu, and who was it? Rabbi Ami. And he said, lo asu kala, elu mepnei kala. Rashi says that stam, lo asu kala, stam mashma. They answered a daughter-in-law only because a daughter-in-law. V'amrili kaldoi, and this is Rav Chista speaking, who said he heard from Rami, and he said, V'amrili kaldoi, the kaldoi said, Rashi says, Achuzim mekocham, those who look into the stars, astrologers, they told me that Malfana Haves, Rashi says, Chacham tia, I mean, you're going to be a great wise man. I mean, as I said to myself, I gav rabba avena. Rashi explains, I said to myself, Amina, yihai, Malpuna. If this thing where they said that I'm going to be a Malpuna of his Chacham Tia, if they meant by that as Gavarabba, but Talmud, I'm going to be a great scholar, Mashma, Asvara, Lahadr, Ami, Delo Asu Kalami Daiti, Velo Ashalna, Bebesa Medrash. As now the Gemara spells out, then Asbra Midaiti, I'm going to explain what Rav Ami mean from my own understanding. And the Rashi says, I'm not going to go on the base medrash, I'm going to figure out. Imakri dardki avena, and if it means that I'm going to be someone who's going to be teaching, Rashi says, V'yai ma'apana mikri dardki av, it means I'm going to be teaching kids. V'lama talmud, I'm not such a v'lav talmud ashay limid rabbanon, klomer ey etzarech lishol de lo avina midaiti. It means I'm going to teach kids, so I better go ask a question because I can't figure it out myself. Ashan rabbanon da'asilibay kiddishta. I'm going to go to the rabbanim who come to go to Steig. Hashta svarta midaiti. You know what? I figured it out. So it must be that I'm a big chacham. That's what they meant. And let me explain what it means. Lo asu kalas bito elamishum kalas bino. The only reason why they answered a daughter's daughter-in-law was because of a son's daughter-in-law. Rashi explains the daha lesa bebas sad kala doraisa. With a daughter, there's no doraisa is going to come up. Elimishum kalas beno diyesh beben sad kala doraisa going eishes beno like his wife's his son's wife, right? But there's no doraisa that's going to come from a daughter's spouse. Armalei Abaye LeRav Abaye came to Rav and he said that I'm going to explain what's going on. Asbar lecha, I'm going to explain what he meant. What does it mean? The daughter's what's the details of the daughter's daughter-in-law is, sir. I'll explain it. Kigon kalasa debay bar tzaisei. What he's saying is, I'm going to explain what does it mean, the shtickel of the daughter's daughter-in-law. Kigon kalasa debay bar tzaisei. It's talking about, it's like the daughter-in-law of bar tzaisei, that he had his daughter-in-law from his son and a daughter-in-law from his daughter. And in order not to mix that up, we made them both usher, right? So what that means is that he had a son's daughter-in-law and a daughter's daughter-in-law. And we know that you can mix them up. And So they're going to answer both of these cases, like Zok the Rashi. Rav Papa, my Papa said, Kigon Kalosa to be Rav Papa, like the Kala of Rav Papa Bar Abba. Rashi says, same type of circumstance. Rav Ashi, I'm a Kigon Kalosa to be Mari Bar Isik, same circumstance as well. So the daughter's daughter-in-law is going to be Asa because of Shnios L'Rayos. Now the Gemara turns its attention to the following question. We know that we said before that I'm not allowed to marry my mother's brother, my mother's paternal brother's wife, because of Shnios. What about marrying my mother's maternal brother's wife? Is that going to be okay? Ibailu, Eishes Achia Aim Mina Aim. What is the din of Eishes, the wife of the brother of the mother, from the mother? Mao, what is the halacha? Is that also considered shnios? It wasn't on the list of what we said. So says the Gemara, okay, let's see. Eishes achia av mina aim. The wife of the father's maternal brother. The Eishes achia aim mina av. And the wife of the mother's paternal brother. The iketzad av. Who the Gazer Rabbanon? Where there was, in both of these cases that we just said, there's an aspect of the father being connected to it. In the first case, the Usser woman was the wife of the father's brother. In the second case, she was the wife of the mother's brother from the same father. And that's where it goes, Rabbanon. That's where it happened. Avalheka deleka tzara, but there is, when there is no av situation going on. Right, so like the case we're talking about over here, the woman was the wife of the mother's maternal brother, and there's no father shtickle going on. Lo gazuba behura button, they don't do any gezera there. Odom lo shna, maybe it doesn't make a difference. So we make we would be gozer in both circumstances. We know there goes there on the mother's paternal brother. Maybe this should be gozer on the mother's maternal brother also. Which way do we go? Some have safra. He gufa gezera. What are you talking about? The fact of the wife's mother's paternal brother is a gezera like itself, in order not to have to fall to the father's paternal brother's wife. Vana nekam v'nigzar gezera le gezera. Are we going to go and put a gezera onto a gezera? You know, we don't do such things. I'm a Rava. What are you talking about? A tekulu lav gezera le gezera nu? Isn't all these circumstances we've been talking about till now pretty much gezeras to gezeras? Rashi points and says, Hakula lav dafka. It's not like every one of the cases, but a lot of them. Imo lamashal. Imo erva. You're not allowed to marry your mother. That's an erva. Isidoraisa. Aim imo, your mother's mother. That is a shnia. And we went ahead, and what did we do? Vagozer al aim avim mishum aim imo. Ragozer, you can't be with your father's mother lest you come to your mother's mother, which is also a gezera, so you don't come to your mother. So it's a gezera, the gezera. V'taima mai, what's pshat? Why isn't this a problem of gezera, the gezera? The answer is because kula defei ima rabasi karalu. All of them are called ima rabasi, means the great mother, otherwise known as a grandmother. Great meaning grand, like a grand. She's so grand, she's so wonderful. They're called grandmothers on both sides, therefore it gets confusing, so therefore we go and put it all together. Eishes Aviv Erva, another example. We know the wife of one's father is in a Siddur Raisa. Eishes Aviv Shnia, and the wife of his father's father is a Shnia. Begazo Eishes Aviv Imo, Mishabes Aviv, same thing. My time am I, because the same thing, Kulu Devei Abba Rabba Karlu, because all of them are called grandfather's wife, and therefore we don't want to come to make a mistake. Eishes Achia Av, mina av erva. Eishes achia mina av erva. That is the wife of the father's paternal brother is in erva daraisa. And eishes achia av mina eim shnia, the wife of a father's maternal brother. In other words, your uncle's wife from the mother, where they share a mother, not a father. That's a shnia. V'gozel eishes achia eim mina av mishum eishes achia av mina eim. And there were gozer, the wife of a mother's paternal brother, because of the wife of the father's maternal brother, which is itself as a gezera. The time of mine, why is that? Because all of them call him the uncle's wife, and they're forgetting to come to make a mistake. So we clearly don't have a problem with doing a gezera to a gezera, which brings back to our original question. My, what would be the din of the case of the wife of the mother's maternal brother? What do we do in such a case? Again, do we say that because of the fact that it doesn't have the father shtickle going on there, so since it's lacking that, therefore you don't have to make a derabanan, or is it included because it's also called an uncle's wife, even though it's coming from the mother's maternal brother, it's still called an uncle and an uncle's wife, and therefore you may come to make the mistake. Toshima, come in here, let's hear. Come in here, my friends. Let's take a look and see that actually they also assered the mother's maternal brother's wife also. The Chiyatsa Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Amar came and he said, Amar Bar Rava, we said, Bima Rava, Kol Shebin Ekeva Erva, Bizachar Gazru Al Ishto Mishum Shnia. Rashi explains that Kol Shebin Ekeva Erva, Sheim Haisa Nekeva, if she would be, it would be a woman, then Haisa Erva would be an Erva Lazet, therefore Gazru Bizachar Al Ishto Vikulu Mefarsh Vazalu. Everything's going to be explained right now. Then there were Gozer Bizachar Al Ishto. They were Gozer, the wife of a male, of a man. It would be the same type of relationship as a Shnia. Amar Rava and Rava came along. And he said, Uklalu, what is that really, a klal? We see actually cases not like that. Chamoso erva, we know that the mother-in-law is a doraisa. I can't marry my father-in-law's wife, the real one, my mother-in-law, my wife's mother. Aishis chamiv muteris, but my father-in-law's wife is mutter. My mother-in-law is us to me, but my stepmother-in-law, my aishis chamiv is going to be mutter to me. According to you, that should be a shnia. Bas chamoso erva. My mother-in-law's daughter is an erva. Why? Because sachos ishto. But eishes ben chamoso muteres. The wife of my stepmother-in-law's son, is going to be mutter. But again, it should be a shnia according to you. Bas chamim erva. The father-in-law's daughter is an erva. Why? Because sachos ishto. Eishes ben chamim muteres. But the father-in-law's son's wife is mutter. Another one. Choragto erva. My wife's daughter is an erva to me. But Aishis chorgo muteris. My wife's son's wife is mutter. Bas choragto erva. My wife's daughter's daughter is the problem. It's an erva. Aishis ben chorgo muteris. But my wife, the wife of my wife's son's son, is mutter. Holy moly. So we pretty much have tons of exceptions to this. What's it coming to include? Lavla sui. Is it coming to include? Eishes achia e mina aim. The wife of the mother's maternal brother was going to be usher because we say the kol shebekeva erva. Bezachar gazru al ishto mishum shnia. Must be, this is that particular case that we were talking about. And Taka, yes, we put this into the category of a shnia. Just frek the Gemara, one last point is, Maishnaha, what's the difference between these two cases? That in one of these cases, we're going to go and we're going to say we're going to not apply this rule. Maishnaha, in the other place, we do apply the rule. Right, to say that we're going to include it. So that's Gemara, because when you're dealing with the case of the mother's brother's wife, Bechad Kiddushin Mikarvla, with only one Kiddushin, that nephew is now going to come close to her. When the mother's brother married this woman, that was one act to create this relationship of the nephew and the aunt that's now usher, but then after, right, that's going to cause the, and then in such a case, the chachamim were machmir and made it usher. But honey, in the other cases we brought five of the cases, adi katrei kiddushin lo mikrev lehu. For example, we talk about, let's say a person marries a woman, so then he falls into the category of the father-in-law's wife, right? But that is it. Let's say I have a relationship with my father-in-law now but there's no father-in-law wife issue until he ends up getting married. And therefore there's two shtiklach going on over there. So they weren't gozer gzera that far. Oh, my friends, there's definitely more to talk about over here, but we're going to stop over here. I hope your head's on straight. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.